Dave Marchant has asked us, how does a baby acquire immunity via the mother's milk? Are the mother's antibodies absorbed through the gut? The answer, Dave, is yes. In a very early baby, the gut is quite porous and it's specially set up so that when antibodies, especially in the milk that mother produces first, and this is called colostrum and is very antibody rich, those antibodies go down into the baby's intestine and there are special receptors there that pull the antibodies across the intestine and put them into the baby's bloodstream. Unfortunately, this is the same mechanism that gets exploited to get some viruses across the young baby's intestine, including HIV. The risk of a baby catching HIV from a mother if it's born via the normal route at term is actually quite low, but if the mother breastfeeds the baby, then the risk can go up quite significantly. So not breastfeeding in those circumstances can actually spare quite a lot of infections with HIV because the virus gets pulled across that rather leaky baby's gut. Of course, the major way that antibodies get into a young baby are via the mother's placenta. Because once a baby goes beyond about 28 or 29 weeks of gestation, the placenta turns on special receptors called FC receptors, which grab from the mother's bloodstream antibodies of a class called IgG, and they put them into the baby's bloodstream, and that way when the baby comes out, it's what's called passively protected. In other words, it's got antibodies recognising all the things that its mum is normally being exposed to in the environment in which she lives, so it's a good way of protecting the baby for its first few weeks of life, because those antibodies circulate for up to 6 months, actually, while it makes its own immune response and builds its own immune system.